This is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
News. I'm G. Abilie reporting. U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Nikki Haley on Wednesday lashed out at Moscow for failing to rein in its ally Syria. Haley was speaking at a meeting of the U.N. Security Council called to discuss a chemical attack on a rebel-held town in Idlib province. France and Britain called an emergency council meeting following the attack that killed at least 72 people. Britain, France, and the United States presented a draft resolution demanding a full investigation of the attack, but Russia said the text was categorically unacceptable. Haley said the UN must act this time around.
When the United Nations consistently fails in its duty to act collectively, there are times in the life of states that we are compelled to take our own action. For the sake of the victims, I hope the rest of the council is finally willing to do the same. The world needs to see the use of chemical weapons and the fact that they will not be tolerated.
Earlier in the day, British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson laid complete blame for the attack on the Syrian government.
If we are to get on with the reconstruction of Syria, there must be a transition away from the Assad regime. I simply don't see how Bashar al-Assad can remain in charge after what he has already done. Of the 400,000 people who are estimated to have been killed in Syria, he is responsible for the vast majority of that butcher's bill.
Secretary Johnson, this is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump on Wednesday removed his chief political strategist, Stephen Bannon, from the National Security Council. The decision reverses an early appointment that had drawn the ire of foreign policy experts in Washington. Some lawmakers and industry insiders had said it was inappropriate for Bannon to serve on the high-level White House panel that discusses pressing national security concerns. Africa's biggest refugee crisis is getting bigger by the day. From northern Uganda, VOA's Jill Craig reports thousands of South Sudanese are crossing into Uganda as violence and food insecurity ravages their home country.
The buses keep rolling in, bringing more South Sudanese from border points in northern Uganda to refugee settlements, their new homes for the foreseeable future. In Busia, only a short footbridge separates South Sudan from Uganda. The newcomers often arrive malnourished, thirsty, and exhausted. 30-year-old Abui John Tadeo was a mathematics teacher before he fled on foot with his wife and three children. He arrived at the border 2 hours ago and is waiting for a bus to take him and his family to the Kaluba collection point.
I need to leave here because there's a lot of shooting, looting. So we are tired, that's why we need to leave here, so that we rest a little bit.
Like Tadeo, many of these new arrivals are from Yei and other places in the Equatoria region, which has experienced intense fighting. More than 816,000 South Sudanese refugees have come to Uganda fleeing violence. Jill Craig, VOA News, in northern Uganda.
The latest North Korean missile test Wednesday could indicate the military is developing countermeasures to defend against the threat of a U.S. preemptive strike and to nullify the advantage of the THAAD missile defense system being deployed in the south. Both the U.S. and South Korean militaries detected an early morning launch of a single ballistic missile at a land-based facility near Sinpo in South Hamgyong province on the country's east coast. Initial assessments indicate the type of missile was a K-915 medium-range ballistic missile. India has rejected a more proactive role for the U.S. between India and Pakistan. New Delhi's sharp response came after U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Nikki Haley said earlier this week the U.S. would try to find its place in efforts to defuse tensions between the South Asian rivals. Expressing concern over the relationship between the two countries, Haley asserted the Trump administration wants to see how we de-escalate any sort of conflict going forward. I'm G. Abilie in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.